Blog Talk Radio.
For the CIMC Music Show with your host, Jason Cuban.
Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and welcome back for Season 2. That's right, the first episode of Season 2. First, let me welcome the new listeners to CIMC Music. If you have not heard us before, we are a show that started out with focus on local talent and local musicians. And we kind of spread our wings a little bit as the show went on, and we started covering some of our more famous headliners. I think my favorite one was when we covered the release of David Gilmour's album, Rattle That Lock. That was a very exciting moment for me personally. Would like to welcome back listeners from last season, and you guys stuck through... It was a rough start. I know we got off to a rocky start, but we got it together towards the end of the show, or to the end of the season, I should say. But we have some new things that we're going to be doing this season that we did not do last season. One of those things, probably the most important one, is our new co-host, full-time co-host Sigrid Anderson joins the show.
Jason, I am so glad to be here for season two. Thank you so much for the introduction. We have so much going on this season. It's going to be a great season. So if you guys are tuned in right now, please stay tuned in. We're going to have lots of music, lots of news. We're going to be talking about community events. We're going to be having some games. I know this show is all about some games. So we're going to be having lots of games and a whole lot of laughs. So stay tuned, and you're going to love this season.
That's right. Let me tell you something. You hit on the game, Sigrid. And before we get to that part, first of all, you were a hard person to get on this show. I must have hounded you probably half a dozen times last season to come on the show. And you always told me, well, I don't know. I don't know if I have the voice. I don't feel comfortable. What changed?
Well, you know, it's time to break out of that comfort zone, so I thought this would be a good way to go about doing that.
Well, you're going to have a lot of fun. We have some of the best listeners in our audience. These people call in all the time. They give us their input, their opinions. Sometimes they give us a little grief, but, you know, it's all in fun, and it's a great family of listeners out there, so you're going to feel right at home, and I'm sure they're going to help you do that, too. But we had... talked about, well, you had mentioned that we're going to have a lot of games this year.
We are.
You know who's going to be helping us out with that?
I do not. Who is going to be helping us out?
It's both of our friends here. Philip Haddad, author of the book Ron Paul Speaks, is going to be back. He was with us over at The Final Thought, the show that we did last year, and that was through the TFT Network. He's going to be back here, kind of doing the same thing, and he's also going to give us political commentary as well.
Oh, well, he is definitely going to be bringing an interesting element to the show. Philip is full of information, as far as the political talk is concerned. He is definitely the guy to ask about what's going on in politics. He's got his head around a lot of different things. He is a fun guy. I know you guys have lots and lots of laughs.
Oh, absolutely.
So great. That's wonderful. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, next month, I believe it's the 24th, I think it is, maybe the 29th, he has a birthday.
He has a birthday coming up. That's
we
right.
We have got to do something incredibly stupid on this show for him. So hopefully he doesn't listen to this episode and know what's coming. But we've got to plan something really good. And if you're listening at home, I want you to help us pull off the prank of the century or something. We got to get Philip and we got to make him sweat a little bit.
Yeah, call in, send us an email. Give us some ideas on what we can do to prank Philip.
Well, speaking of which, you know, our listeners, the new listeners, may not know this, but this show is a show that we like to interact with the listeners. So there's two different ways that you can get involved in the show. You can call in. We're going to give you that studio number here in just a little bit that you can call in. And there's also the studio chat room. So that's going to be another plus for you. Right now we're working on a website to get that up and running, but in the meantime you can head on over to Blog Talk Radio, and well, it's blogtalkradio.com, and you can look up the CIMC Music Show, and there you'll see a link that'll let you get on the chat room with us. So we'd love to have you there. One more thing though, Philip had a baby recently.
Yes, he has had a new addition to his family, Everett.
Yep.
So everyone, welcome Everett to the Haddad family.
The Haddad family. And of course, Philip's beautiful wife, Rachel.
Rachel, yes.
I don't know. We're going to have to do something to try to get her on here. Maybe she won't even know that she's on the show.
I don't know. She's a pretty smart cookie.
So, I think we should get the show started. What do you think?
Okay. Well, folks, we'll be right back with Jason and Sigurd on CIMC Music Show on Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spotify to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spotify on Facebook.
Hi, Pranked Mom. I went to TJ Sturma Graphics at 91 North Main Street in Harrisonburg, where they do piercings and real custom tattoos. But the cool thing for us kids is they give us temporary tattoos. So TJ gave me a real-looking tattoo when I came in with my dad to take home to fool Mom. Boy, did she flip. TJ Sturma Graphics has been around a long time, and this year is their 20th year, so they gotta be good. Give them a call at 540-564-1671. TJ Sturma Graphics at 91 North Main Street.
Is your computer running slow, full of viruses, or locking up? Well, call ComStar Computers at 540-435-1126, and they'll have you up and running in no time. ComStar Computers offers a full range of computer services and proudly serves the Shenandoah Valley. You can check them out online at www.comstarcomputers.com. ComStar Computers. At ComStar, they're not number one, you are.
And we're back with the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and with me is our co-host, Sigurd Anderson. Want to tell you a little bit about how we're going to be doing our show this season. Sigurd and I have put our heads together. I think we've come up with a pretty good weekly plan here. What do you think, Sigurd?
I think we do. I think we have a really good lineup planned.
I think Mondays is going to be one that I think a lot of our musicians are going to be interested in. That's the Local Talent Showcase. Each Monday night, we will focus on or highlight or showcase a local band or musician. And I tell you, we already have one booked for this year, but that's not coming until November, and that's Moscato. Moscato is he's a groundbreaking new rapper out of Waynesboro, Virginia, and when I first spoke with him, I got the impression that, you know, everybody thinks they're a rapper. Everyone talks the talk. So, you know, I put him on point. You know, I was like, show me what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, he blew me away. When we talk about rappers, we've had Bobby Butcher on here last year. And he did a great job, had a couple of good songs that he had released, a great video. We talk about rappers, we talk about people who we feel have talent. Not we, you and me, but we as in the fans feel have good talent. One of the people that I like to refer to a lot is Eminem, and I know I'm going to get grief for that one, but follow me here. Eminem has got the ability to, you know, he speaks with a flow. He's a lyrical genius, and the way he can bring the words out, it's nothing short of amazing. Well, Moscato has the same ability, and when he had, I forget what the name of the track was that he had recited for me, something he wrote, he just, you know, he knocked my socks off. I was definitely impressed, and I told him, I said, you know, we've got to get you on the show. I wanted to hear about how you got signed with Red Brick Entertainment, and I look forward to having him on the show. So that's what happens on Mondays. We're going to have, hopefully we'll have Skyward back. Oh, you remember Skyward, right?
I definitely remember Skyward, yes. They're a great band.
Last year they celebrated the release of their album Drift, and that was just chock full of excellent music. So I look forward to having them back on again. We're even going to put up a couple of songs by the CIMC House Band like we did last year. That
excellent.
Always, that seems to be fun.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. Tuesday's political party. That's where Philip Haddad's going to come into play.
Yes.
Yeah, political party. We want to talk about the issues that affect not only us here locally, but as well as the nation and the international community. We definitely want to give you an opportunity to praise Trump or to, you know, bust on him, whatever. You know, don't be afraid to call in and tell us what you think. Wednesdays, one of my favorites.
Wednesdays, date night.
Date night.
Yep.
So what's happening on date night?
So we're going to play some love music, some music that just makes you think tender thoughts of your significant other.
We're going to have little ideas about how to keep that relationship spicy, ideas for going out at night on the date, on the town. We're going to be talking about things that couples can do together to help strengthen their relationships. We're even going to be hearing stories about people who have found love in some of the oddest, unthought of places. So,
oh, that is going to be an excellent segment.
And I guarantee you Marvin Gaye will be on there at some
point. Oh, yeah.
Thursdays, local happenings. If you have a community event, or if you're a charity, or if you're a band or something like that, and you have something going on, we want to hear about it. We want you on the show. We want to talk to you, and we want to learn all about that event, and we want to get as much publicity out there and get the word out for you. So Thursdays is your day for that.
Yeah, and give us a shout. Let us know what's happening.
Absolutely. Right now you can get a hold of us through email. Let me go ahead and just drop that email address for you right now. That's incardiasat@yahoo.com. Now the spelling's a little tricky. Get a pen and paper. N as in Nancy, C as in cat, A, R, D as in dog, I, A, S as in Sam, A, T as in Tom. Again, NCARDIASAT, and that's at yahoo.com. What's happening Friday?
Okay, Friday we have the top list going on. It's
got to be my second favorite thing.
Yes, so we are going to be listening to lots and lots of wonderful music. So call in, give us an idea.
Yeah, we want votes
of what you all want to hear, because this is all about what the community and what our listeners want to hear. So please give us an idea of what you would like to hear, and we will we'll put it up on there.
Yeah, last year we had a couple of good ones here. We had the number one, or I think it was the top 20 or something like that, movie themes of all time. Top 20.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That
was an excellent segment. Yeah.
Almost Fire. That was a good one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Top Gun. You know, that made a couple of.
I think
of,
we had 9 to 5 up there.
Yeah. That was We also had another list, the worst music of all time, as voted on by our listeners through Facebook. Check us out at Facebook, CIMC's Harrisonburg Musicians Forum. You can also post your votes and your ideas there as well. Another top list I think we had was the most epic songs of all time. And, I mean, we went way back.
We did.
Yeah, we dug to the bottom of the vault on that one.
I don't quite remember what we came up with, but I know we had some really good ones.
We had some Otis Redding.
Okay.
We had, obviously, Metallica was on there. We definitely did Pink Floyd. Hey, if you're a Pink Floyd fan, you're going to get that here.
Yeah, you definitely want to stay tuned in if you're a Pink Floyd fan.
Led Zeppelin, Eagles, The Beatles, I think... what's the Canadian guy? Brian Adams.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of those on there. So, yeah, the top list, it's going to be the top 10 or top 20 of something. We need some themes. Let us know. Drop us a line over there at CIMC's Harrisonburg Musicians Forum over on Facebook. And, of course, we have Saturday. Saturday, I think that's going to be a fun one, too.
Brain Food.
Brain Food.
Yes.
So, all right, let's get an idea what Brain Food is. That show is going to be laced with different useful tips and ideas, things like life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you facts about things that you didn't really think about, like, you know, what's the circumference of the moon? You know, how many scales does a bluegill actually have? What color does a Smurf turn when he's suffocating? You know, just little things like that.
Okay, that is just cool.
That is cool. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep the momentum going. What do we have up on the music player lined up for us?
We are going to play Rattle That Lock by David Gilmour.
Stick around. We'll be right back on the CIMC Music Show.
Go!
Was Dancing in the Streets by Van Halen.
Van Halen, the interesting thing about Van Halen is they did these covers, obviously this being one of them. Eddie Van Halen did not like to do cover songs, but David Lee Roth was all about doing them, saying, you know, we need to pay tribute. So the two argued, but every time they covered a song, it went number one in the charts. So I did some looking up on this, and here's what I found. Van Halen recorded the cover version of Dancing in the Streets in 1982. Now, this version features a heavy use of electric guitar. Now, you heard that weird sound in the song. That's what we're talking about. I'm not sure what kind of effect that was, but, of course, Eddie played that section. Now, speaking about the cover, the group member David Lee Roth said it sounds like more than four people are playing, when it actually there are almost zero overdubs, and that's why it takes such a short amount of time to record. Now, Eddie Van Halen discusses the cover and discusses his synthesizer part of the track and said that it takes almost as much time to make a cover song sound original as it does writing the song. I spent a lot of time arranging and playing synthesizer on Dancing in the Streets, and the critics just wrote it off as, oh, it's just like the original. So forget the critics. These are good songs. We shouldn't, or why shouldn't we redo them for the new generation of people? Interesting thing for Eddie to say, considering he was against the music or the cover songs all along. But hey, for what it's worth, every time they do it, they knock it out of the park.
That's right. They're right there for their hits, certainly.
Oh yeah, and I mentioned that, you know, for the money, no better guitar player than David Gilmour.
Mm-hmm.
I think Eddie is a very close second, followed right up behind with Joe Satriani.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite guitar player?
I would have to agree with you as far as David Gilmour probably being my most favorite guitar player. Joe Satriani is also a very, very talented guitar player.
I love his Summer Song. Oh, that thing is great. I tried for a long time to learn how to play that song on guitar, and I was young and didn't understand the concept of music theory and scales. You know, I was pretty much playing by ear and trying to pick things up. Arius, my son, he does a far better job at that. But for me, I struggled with it, but I remember I finally got it, and then I realized, you know, I only have the first section of the song. You know, I still haven't come back to that yet. But, yeah, great music coming out of him. And I'd like, you know what, let's spin that up right now. And when we come back, we're going to sign off. We're almost out of time here for our first episode of the second season. We only have a 30-minute show for you tonight, folks, but we welcome you to participate in the upcoming shows. We're going to be extending our play times to about 2 hours with a 45-minute after-hour show from time to time. Just a heads up to let you know how this works. If you tune in, you can hear the show live for the first 2 hours, but you have to be on the phone with us, which is fine. You can call in and we can put you in the green room. You can listen to the show, and then you can hear the after-hours show as it happens. Otherwise, you can come back and hit it on demand after the show finishes airing. So check us out there. Hopefully, we'll be able to get you in the chat room or on the phone and participate with us. But without further ado, Joe Satriani and Summer Song right here on the CIMC Music Show.
Okay, that was Summer Song by Joe Satriani, and we are about to head out here. We just want to go ahead and give a few shout-outs to our sponsors.
Definitely. Want me to go first, or do you want to go?
TJ Dermographics.
Oh, yeah, TJ. You know, interesting enough, the ad we played earlier in the show, I was talking about my son Arius. Yeah, obviously I'm proud of him. Arius did that ad. Shout out to Philip Haddad, Ron Paul Speaks. Check that book out. You can get your copy right now on Amazon.com, or you can try your hand at winning it here, an autographed copy from the CIMC Music Show. And, of course, finally, we have Comstar Computers.
Comstar Computers, yes.
Yeah, so you can check Comstar Computers out at ComstarComputers.com, and you can set up to have free online tech support where they will come on the internet with you and help you figure out what's wrong with your computer. Hopefully problems can be resolved without you having to take it into the tech shop and pay that expensive repair bill. So Comstar Computers, TJ's Dermographics, and Philip Haddad, his book Ron Paul Speaks, thanks for making the show possible. I'd like to give a shout out real quick to my son Nicholas and my son Arius. Hope you guys are enjoying yourself. I know it's almost time for school to get out soon, another month or so, and you guys are going to be, you know, walking that summer free walk. Nick, obviously, he's not in school anymore, graduated a couple of years back. Nick, hope you're doing good with the new job out there at Cargill. Arius, good luck with the band. I believe their name still is Melochromatic Disorder, but I hear that the name may have changed, so we're looking forward to hearing some new music by them. Zibbert, who do you want to say hi to?
I guess I just want to give a shout-out to my folks living in Mount Jackson and my brother.
All right. Well, good shout-out to them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to CIMC. We hope to have you back here real soon.
That's right. Be sure to tune in to our next show, Tuesday's Political Party. Hopefully we'll have Philip Haddad here for that. Once again, thank you. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and my co-host,
Sigurd Anderson.